Have you figured out if Andre Pavic's going to play tomorrow?
So if he comes in tomorrow and feels as good as he does today, then he's the starter. So we'll just list him as probable. I think it's fair.
Would he back up if he didn't start?
No.
One or the other?
No, I mean, I don't think so. If we hadn't given enough time that he has seen enough pucks that he would play, or we would work him too hard during the day for him to back up. We wouldn't lose the day.
On the other side of that spectrum, Al Montoya went 6 in a row.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on the way he was able to perform for your team?
Well, you know what? He just competed so hard. Like, he covered a lot of ice, and we just love that. He made some big, big saves for us, and he had to at times. So I'm pretty pleased with what I saw in terms of his compete and his fight in the net. And we can always do better in front of him. But overall, he stopped a lot of tough pucks.
I know we all don't know all the talk that goes around, but you get 2 on the power play. You're able to come through. Your big guys were the goal scorers last night. Does he almost get overlooked in a game like that?
Yeah, well, goalies always do. You know, I mean, they're either ridiculed for their inability to get near it, or every once in a while, I guess you have a Chicago or an Anaheim where you can say, hey, the goalie won us the game. But for the most part, so many of the shots that a goalie save are just an inch away from being a goal. And he had a bunch of those in the game last night, some pretty darn good shooters. So our goaltending's better than maybe it gets credit for. At the same time, a lot of nights the guy at the other end of the rink has been that good, too.
Yeah. You talked last night at the end of the game about you were pleased with the compete level. And you said there were some mistakes. Have you looked at it after, since then?
Yeah.
And what's your viewpoint on what you saw last night?
We played better than I thought we did. And that is almost always my general feel. You take the emotion out of it. And I want to, you know, this is a bit of a challenge for me to be positive all the time, because there's parts of our game that we can just get better at, you know, and just by practice and repetition, and we can tighten up in so many areas just by becoming a little bit more consistent. But I also want to acknowledge the fact that they're trying to do the things that we're asking. So there's some positive stuff in there, but almost most of the games recently, Gary, I've gone back and said we played better than I thought we did from the bench. And then early on, when we were competing real hard and winning more games, I'd watch the games and we didn't play as well as I thought we did. But it goes to that kind of quality of game. And that's pucks to the net, turnovers, offensive zone chances, and not even stuff that I'm marking statistically, just the feel from the game. We're getting there. It's going to take a while, but we're getting there.
Regardless of, you know, how you look at the playoff picture or not, these next 8 games, there's a danger of this being wasted. With some groups, they might shut it down, and like, this was a practice today. Are you using this little stretch here for more than just today? Is this a way for
absolutely.
You to we're
working to lay a template of how we're going to work, and how, so it's all about routines. This is what the Winnipeg Jets do, and establishing those routines. We won a game, and I think there might have been a few guys looking around. We're in LA that, hey, we won, we'd take the day off, but we got to practice as much as we can until we get it right, and then rest becomes secondary. On my schedule, I wouldn't have us practicing before the Anaheim game, knowing we got back-to-back and what the rest of our schedule likes. But how we handle our wins and losses, how we compete, absolutely. It goes back to the first thing I said. We've got 2 goals, and one's to make the playoffs, and the other's to lay a foundation. So I don't know where we are on the first one. It looks like a tough hill to climb, but we're sticking hard with the other one.
Okay, I'll ask this, and I don't want it to be loaded. So you haven't decided whether
it's too late.
You haven't decided what you're going to do for next year.
Yeah.
But are you working as if?
Yes, absolutely, okay. 100% that I'm here for next year. And like I've said, I enjoy this team. I get excited about it when we do some of the things that we did in the game last night, and can see down 6 months, 2 years, you know, where I think this team is going to go. So this is, that's why, you know, you take players out if you're not right with them, and you have conversations that are tough for some of them to hear, maybe, that don't get in the media, because you know those things got to get fixed.
Will you put Setoguchi back in tomorrow? Have you made that decision?
No, I haven't made the decision. I will tell you, I like the way our lineup played. Mm-hmm. So if I like the way we compete, and that's the danger for anybody that comes out of the lineup, is that that the group catches fire or they play a great game or the people that you put in place. And for me, I understand the idea. It's not Halichuk or Setoguchi. You know, it's one player changes maybe the lines. Maybe it doesn't change the lines. But, no, I haven't made that decision, but I will tell you that I liked the way we played last night.
What have you learned about Ryan Little in your time?
Yeah, there's a guy. You know, that's an interesting name because, like I said before, you don't know anybody until you get on the ice with them daily. And I have been so impressed with his work ethic. You know, he's not a huge guy out there, but he competes and he plays hard and he gets stronger as the game goes. And he is a smart player and he's got good hands. I've got a lot more, and I don't want to phrase it like I didn't have any before, but I've got a far greater appreciation for him as a player now.